I honestly don't know somebody who knows more about nightly rental and has advocated for that more than you. Obviously, the sprinkler system wasn't directed toward the assessor because she had nothing to do with the sprinkler system.
Of course.
So do you think, I mean, just because we're all talking about this.
Yeah.
Do you think that, and I've heard it said that I wish Missouri would make a statute on this so we would have clarity on it. I mean, do you think, I mean, you've tried to get that to happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't go through. Do you think that, I mean, does that really need to happen or should it be left to local control? Because the majority of the other counties don't deal with nightly rental like Camden County, Stone County, and Taney County do.
I think we have the opportunity to create something that will be a model for the rest of the state, and that's what I want to do.
And what would you see? I mean, we're taking in input on what would be some type of working middle ground. The way that it was 2020 with mm-hmm. the amount of time that you report, you know exactly how it works. It was it was an imperfect system. It depended upon self-reporting, which, you know, a lot of times, maybe even majority, didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't just you guys in here. And it was a heavy labor intensive upon the assessor's office to do that.
Correct. And we don't have to do it that way, but if...
Right. So what do you see I mean, have there been any other counties that have a reasonable, I mean, 100% commercial? I mean, I agree with you. I think it's too much. Do you see something that is a good middle ground? Have you seen any other counties have a good middle ground? Because it is a mixed-use property at some level. I understand the residential properties, you know.
I don't know any other models that that exist currently because this is a rarity. This is extremely rare for a county to reclassify everything as commercial because it's the same thing in Taney County. Like, the reason why we have so many condos in Taney County is because we only had three different classification types. And so you've got individual homes that are zoned as condos is because there were no advanced classification types, right? They just didn't exist. There was no planned urban development like there are in other places. So you had individual communities because they needed to move roads and they didn't want to cut down all the trees. They had to use this one classification type. Why are we forced with just these different classification types? And if the assessor's office has the power to place a surcharge on a certain number of days, why wouldn't we also have the power to put a think tank together and let's include people from the hotel industry? Let's include people from the nightly industry, rental industry. Let's include business owners like yourselves and attorneys. And let's put together a method of operating that is fair. Because I think it's clear that this is not fair to either party.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's what we're trying to get to. I mean, we appreciate the arguments. And you obviously, like you said, have been up listening to both sides of this for a long time. And so I think it's a value to us to ask that question. I mean, well,
you
if
bet.
That's the case,
mm-hmm.
then you know, what was the middle ground that they couldn't reach up there? I mean, what does Kansas City and St. Louis object to as far as what each side is wanting? In other words, what's the problem? You said that we're the country stepchild or whatever.
Country cousins.
Okay,
down here.
So...
I don't know what's wrong with being a country cousin.
What is it that they are stopping?
One of their regulations was the number of nights rented to determine the commercial
classification. Actually rented or available for rent?
No, actually rented.
Actually rented.
Yeah, because in this case, these are properties that a lot of people do. Like my mom owns Vacation Rental Holiday Hills.
Right.
And for 6 months, she wanted to help somebody out, so she let them rent it out. And so she would now be taxed 100% commercial because she was doing this. So we have the freedom as residential properties to
long-term rent. Leases over 30 days, I think.
Right, and she did that in this property, but yet she would be taxed 100%, which is not fair. During those 6 months, she wasn't competing with any hotels, right?
No.
She was taxed 100% commercial, and that's not fair either. I think it's a fact that these are hybrid use type properties.
I would agree with the hybrid use. As Susan, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I just want to ask, what about the quiet enjoyment of my own home?
You bet.
Not as the assessor,
only as a resident of Taney County.
Great question.
How do I stop the onslaught of these people surrounding my home with transients?
Great question.
What she's referring to, of course, is somebody in the middle of a neighborhood who has some vacation rental that comes in, and there's 20 people in the house having a good time, and they're saying, why are they classified as residential next to me enjoying my single-family home?
That's a big debate, and we're not going to solve it here.
Yeah, sure.
But I am, as you say, pro-vacation rental because it's the only avenue with which the little guy right now has to get ahead, right? Right?
Right. It's another form of investment property, and it is an emerging new way of vacationing that is a disruptive technology.
Because retirement is approaching faster than our ability to save, and this allows us to do this. But as it pertains to quiet enjoyment versus my right to do what I want to do with my own individual property, my private property rights, that is a good debate. And I do agree with the assessor on this issue, and most people think that even though I'm pro-vacation rentals, I am actually right down the middle. And zoning is the weapon of choice here. And zoning should be used for this, which is why we have high-density, medium-density, and low-density residential in the city.
Which we don't have.
In R1 areas, you should not be able to do vacation rentals because people deserve quiet enjoyment.
So we don't have that in the county.
Yeah, we do. We do now.
They're working on some of that.
They just passed the traditional zoning amendments to the guidance code two months ago.
We're just going to hear some. But David's got to go, but I will still...
Thank you. It's been interesting.
And he'll come back.
I'm going to be back. I just have to run over and take care of a case. I have another job. If you want, do you have any more classification argument on this particular case?
Basically, my arguments are based that everything here is based on opinions, and I just had a few more facts to,
For a few more facts.
So, it seems to me that the people that I've talked to is that you're increasing their tax by 38% or more, right? We have a sub-asset class that their tax is increasing 38% or more. And the burden of proof should be on the assessor. I think that that's kind of due to the state statute 138.060, that the burden of proof of whether or not she could do that should be on the assessor rather than us having to individually sue or protest or, you know.
I'm going to address that in just a second. Can you shift to the next one?
Yep. I actually addressed a lot of this in my narrative to you earlier. And that is basically it. My only question is, as the Board of Equalization, do you guys have to make the determination? Is the burden of changing the state on you? Or do you only have to disagree with the assessor and say, hey, we're going to switch everything back, and then we're going to figure this out at a later date?
The assessor cannot appeal our decision, but the taxpayer can appeal our decision. Okay. So whatever decision we make, the taxpayer would appeal.
Okay.
We're going to try to make a decision, and obviously if someone wants to appeal it, they can appeal it. You can go. Can I explain the 15% for the 100th time?
Well, that's fine.
And I'm not trying to, that's not directed toward you.
Yeah.
Folks, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'll be back as quick
it's a fact I can't do commercial activity in my